This podcast contains strong language and adult humour.
Don't do it again, ever, please. Don't.
So yeah, we've kind of had a bit of an unplanned break.
Like the mini pill. That's not a joke. Can you tell I went to the sexual health clinic this week?
Oh wow, okay.
That was fun.
I was gonna say, was that fun?
It was fine. They asked me if my boyfriend abused me. I was like, no, he doesn't.
Have they listened to the podcast and found out that he got blood out of you?
No, they haven't. I assume not. I think they have to ask everyone, so.
Oh, it's like a checklist thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to close the door so I don't wake Finn up. Hang on 2 seconds. Hello, this is my voice now.
No.
Not much has really happened with me, by the way. I saw a dog today.
Okay, I mean, we've not recorded for about 3 weeks and your news is you saw a dog today.
Well, I didn't saw a dog, see a dog.
I would hope you didn't saw a dog.
No.
Because that is animal abuse.
It wasn't even
it's
my dog,
cruelty.
So.
Sorry, I didn't click on that video you posted on Facebook. Was
right.
That a real dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like a fox.
So that video you posted, the screenshot, I just thought it was one of those pretend dogs that goes like and then flips over.
No, it wasn't one of them.
Okay. Sorry, I thought it was a pretend dog.
It was a genuine dog.
A real dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was called Millie.
That's cute.
And Finn had so much fun with it.
Do you think you would like to get a dog?
Yeah, we've already spoken about getting a dog. Avery wants to get a pug.
Of course.
But we can't have dogs in our house. Or they can't live here. Hence why we borrowed a dog.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You should join Borrow My Doggy.
Is that a thing?
That is an actual thing where people who don't have dogs or can't afford dogs look after the dogs of people like while they're at work and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's technically what I did.
It's called Borrow My Doggy though.
I'm trying to think what else has happened in the last 3 weeks.
I got a new job.
Yes, you did.
I can actually talk about now.
I didn't know if you wanted the world to know that you worked at Boots or whether...
No, I'm sure I've discussed this.
I think you said Boots last time and I might have edited it out because...
No, I'm sure at some point I've discussed it on the podcast. Or at least I discussed it on the long podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where I worked.
All right, I'll leave it in from now on then.
That's fine. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, and it's our birthday podcast.
I was going to mention that in a bit.
Okay.
When we do the intro bit.
Okay, should we do a podcast then?
Yes.
Yay! Hello, it is episode 28 of the Prick Up Your Ears podcast. My name is Johnny Robinson.
And mine is Zoe Fell. Hello there.
Hello. And we've been doing this for a year now.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to a podcast that not very many people will listen to, but that's fine.
Indeed.
Fine with that.
Actually, I know the figures, but there you go.
Oh, and if it's like, I know the figures, we'll gloss over those. Okay.
Yeah. I am going to check, actually, while I'm talking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's our podcast and we just do kind of random things, I guess.
Literally what you're listening to now is two people chatting while one man just types at his computer.
Yeah, or just looked at the audio boom figures. Which,
by
the way,
exciting podcast.
Isn't necessarily the only figures that we've got, it's just they're the ones that I know. Because I've got the iTunes ones as well, but...
Are they a bit depressing?
Not accurate, necessarily.
Okay.
Are
you saying they're not yet accurate because they're really shit and you just don't want to believe they're accurate?
Oh no, they're good. It's just I don't really know how good.
Okay.
So, in order to celebrate for our year's birthday, I've decided that I was going to bring back a game or two, maybe.
Some classic features.
Yeah, some classic features. Although, for instance, right, ones that we won't be playing today are... The Struvel Pater.
Oh my god, that was so long ago.
Yeah.
Which, that's mad.
I did a thing called Little Tommy Twitter Troll.
That was good.
And then you did one about Pug. Oh, I've got on one podcast we did intro, conversation, fact cock, chat about news, Struvel Pater, TV chat, jobs for Finn, and outro.
Was that our first ever podcast?
It might have been. It's in my my book. I've got a special Prick Up Your Ears book, and literally I only write things in it once a year. Overthinking the oysters thing.
What?
When we were talking about oysters being able to sex change. The Johnny's jingle of Give It Some Heart, which we never did. Because we recorded it, but I never finished it.
Okay.
At some point, which we didn't do, but I'd have loved to have done it, we were talking at one point about penis theme parks.
Right.
And then...
Oh, shit. I think I remember this.
We were going to talk about what other theme parks there could be. And I've got Boob Bouncy Castle written down.
We were going to do like a fake trailer for it, weren't we?
Yeah, an advert for a theme park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've written I was going to have a Skype with Yama on Sunday at 4 p.m. I've written stuff ideas down for Series 3, which isn't Series 3 anymore. It's just one big long thing. Surprise. This is Episode 28, not Series 3, Episode 8.
5? What?
7?
6.
4.
1?
So I've written down that I want to do the Geordie Prediction Pebble.
I remember this from a very long time ago.
Yeah, and I found the pebble the other day, which I have got here.
Right.
Listen to this. You know that noise?
That's just a stone. What are you doing?
That is a stone, and it's got yes and no on each side of it, so we can have a do with that. Questions to ask, inappropriate things, shopping forecast, Ruby's words of wisdom, dog is the word, Robin's myth, Dutch reviews... And then I've said that I was going to do a fat cock jingle for Rap God, Steal My Sunshine and Get Low. Maybe they're the future. Oh, that's it. I wanted to do a Robinson squash for today as well.
You still can.
Yeah, I'll find a random drink.
All right.
And also, I've got written down the Rogers.
Oh, dear.
And I've thought of a new game.
Oh,
well,
no.
Not a new game, but it's more of a new feature, actually.
Oh no! don't spoil it. Tell me it in a bit.
We'll do it in a bit.
Oh god!
Maybe some of those will come up today. It's a mystery podcast.
Oh,
let's
god.
Sing the mystery song. What's the mystery song? Nobody knows what it is because it's a mystery.
The mystery song.
No.
No one knows what it is. Mystery song.
Mystery.
Joe doesn't know what the tune is. Mystery song.
Let's have a party on the cake.
It's our birthday.
Birthday cake in the party hat.
And a mystery.
Yay, the sloths come out and dance in the place where they live. And they like to have a party. They like to eat all the cake and make it funny for your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the first thing.
I'm not hugging a penis again.
This is probably the 12th cock.
This is so annoying.
I can imagine you doing it.
Oh, I could... No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Does he have to be hard?
Yeah, really cold.
Okay, cool.
Right, so where do we want to go first?
To bed? Not with you.
Nobody thought this.
Just thought I'd stress that.
That's fine.
Okay. I mean, I know it's fine.
Yeah, indeed. Well, there's no other option, so...
This has gone weird.
We've just sung the mystery song. I mean,
the mystery song. It's gone awkward.
It's gone awkward. No one's going to go to the same bed.
Stop. Stop.
Shall I just find a can of something and we can do Robinson squat?
Please just anything to get us out of this really awkward situation.
I've got something in my hand that I've randomly found that isn't a squash.
can't start a sentence with going, I've just got something randomly in my hand.
That isn't a squash. The random hand-holding thing, not yours, is...
What's happening?
Do you want to guess what this is that I've got in my hand that's edible?
Johnny.
We should really veto cock.
I'm never vetoing penis.
Mainly because the last one was dedicated. This is dedicated to the one-eyed cock.
Oh, just to the one eye. The joke was there and you missed it and now I'm
sad. Will you do it then?
No, because like the.
I was trying to think of something else. One-eyed. What rhymes with that? Well, I had one-eyed frog actually, but that's not a nickname for that, is it? Anyway, do you want to play Robinson's squash then?
As long as you promise me it's not your penis you have in your hand.
Yeah, that's fine. I promise that.
There's a little quote for you, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesus, I don't help myself, do I? Is it a drink?
Kind of.
Oh, God.
So, the first thing it says is shake the bottle for at least 10 seconds before.
Is it Orangina?
No. Always use the syringe supplied with this pack.
Okay, so it's probably like children, like infant Calpol or Nurofen.
I'll give up then, yes. It's fine, it's Calpol.
Hello, I work in a healthcare shop.
Yeah, I know.
What did you expect?
All right, I've got some SMA. Oh, I can't tell you that now. Let me have a think of what else I've got in here.
You can just Google something's ingredients.
Okay.
You have the internet at your fingertips.
I know, but I tried that before. Okay, I've got it now.
All right.
So this has carbonated water.
Okay, so it is a fizzy.
Sugar, acids, citric, malic, natural colour, anthocyanisis.
Can you spell that, please?
A-N-T-H-O.
Yep.
Still same word. C-Y-A-N.
Yep.
I-N-S.
Okay.
So
that was the colouring?
Yeah, natural colour.
Acidity?
Yeah, acidity.
I mean, it's not acidity, it's acidity.
Acidity.
I'm assuming it's an acidity regulator.
Sodium citrate. Sweeteners, acesulfame, K-aspartame, preservative, potassium sorbate, natural flavouring.
Okay, am I right in saying it's like a diet drink?
No.
No, okay.
Contains sort of phenylalanine.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and also it contains cherry juice.
Ooh, is it Pepsi Max cherry?
No.
Is it diet? Is it Coke cherry?
No.
Is it Tizer?
No, but you're getting closer.
Vimto.
Vimto's lovely, by the way.
I don't really like Vimto.
No, I used to have it in my nan's house all the time.
I just find it very odd. It's like Tizer, but not Tizer.
It's not made by the same company.
I mean, I still wouldn't have got that, so don't worry.
I can tell you what company makes it.
Okay.
Britvic.
Bollocks. Oh, they do loads of like weird, like, is it like a cherry soda or something?
Yeah.
Is it called Britvic cherry soda?
No.
Oh.
When you say cherry soda, I'm meaning that on the factor of that it is got cherry in it and is fizzy.
Right, okay. So it has a name?
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks. I'm doing terribly at this today. I'm normally right up on my Robinson squash.
Hmm.
Like my brain is just leaking out of my face.
That's just a weird image in my head for some reason.
Don't think too much about that. Can I have another clue, please?
Well, it just says soft drink with sugar and sweeteners. Just trying to think what else there. Okay, I've just thought of two clues, but they might be too easy.
I mean, I'm having real difficulties here, so don't worry about it being too easy.
Okay, the can is black.
Oh, is it Tango Cherry?
Yay!
Cherry Tango?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay. Well done.
Thank you very much.
That's just how that game is. I was going to say it was the adverts where they get smacked around the face and...
James Corden was in those before he got famous.
Yeah, I've watched all of those.
Fact fans.
Mm. So yay, that was it. That was Cherry Tango. More not next time, because that might be the last time we do it again. Tell me about your situation.
So yesterday, my Andy and I... I can say my boyfriend, and then I was like, no, I'm going to use his name. And then I was like, I'm stuck now. So my Andy and I, we went to three of Plymouth's premier sex shops yesterday. Naturally, went to Ann Summers.
Mm.
We started at like the grubbiest and kind of worked our way to feeling slightly clean. So obviously we finished in that's not a good phrase. We ended our journey. No, we finished the trip in Ann Summers. I won't tell you what we bought. I was bemoaning the fact that they didn't do a loyalty scheme because, you know, everyone likes loyalty points.
Like a Nando's.
Like a Nando's, yeah. You know, if I can have it for my cock chicken, why can't I have it for other stuff? The middle shop we visited was called Anastasia's Secret. It's like the less popular cousin of Victoria. Like, they've just got this It's like a very small shop, and like it has like all the lingerie and stuff at the front of the store, and then you go through this like
Narnia cupboard.
No, it's just like a curtain with like loads of stringy bits. That sounded wrong.
Oh, you mean like a bit like how some taxi drivers have on their chair?
No.
Or like when you go into like the corner shop and then they've got these like wriggly like thingy things down in the door.
No, it was more like really slim tassels.
Yeah.
And I kept getting them attached to my bag and freaking out when there was something on me and I didn't know what it was. You went through like that little bit, and it was like the lighting was terrible in there. So like on one wall they had like all of like your dildos and that sort of thing, and then like you turned around to the other side and it was like the bondage wall, and
right,
they had like little like mannequins just like on all fours. Very weird.
Was it a bit Pulp Fiction-y?
A little bit. And then like just in the corner they had like this kind of leather covered or pleather covered chair sort of contraption. I just couldn't work out how it worked. It had like straps attached to it, and I was like, why? Well, I know why, but I just couldn't work it out. We didn't buy anything in there. And then so the first place we went was called the Private Shop. And it is a shop that has been in Plymouth for as long as I can remember. Like, it was always, like, a quite seedy-looking shop. And everyone knew it.
Is it one of those shops that looks like it's got blue all over the outside, except from the white bits, which is probably the windows, and in big red writing, it's got Private Shop?
Basically, yeah. But it's...
That's what they've got into
England. But it's purple. They've got purple on their thing. And it's, like, frosted windows and stuff, so you can't look in. So... I was always really curious about this, and I said to him, I was like, we should go in there sometime. And he basically like dragged me in. And I have never gone so red so quickly walking into a shop.
Right.
I could not look at the woman behind the till. I didn't even know it was a woman behind the till until I left. And he was like, did you not see the woman behind the till? I was like, no, I did not make eye contact with her. I didn't want to know, just in case, you know, it was someone I went to school with, or it was someone who happened to come into my shop one day. Like, it was more kind of self-preservation. But, yeah. Like, you walk in, and at the far end, it's, like, three walls just covered with, like, porn DVDs. I couldn't even venture to that half of the shop, because I didn't want to catch their eye. I know they're DVDs, I just didn't want to catch their eye.
Yeah.
I just felt like they were just looking at me.
What, the DVD's eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't even like venture to that side. So what I ended up being stuck in a corner next to a butt plug that was bigger than my head. I have never seen something so ludicrously large that is designed to go somewhere that small.
Maybe it wasn't, and maybe it was supposed to be like a table.
No, it's really not.
Oh, okay.
But what happened then was that I got like a fit of the giggles.
Right.
I got the giggles so bad. I ended up hiding behind a Sibian. Do you know what a Sibian is?
No.
Basically, it's a sex machine, not in like a James Brown way.
Okay.
But it's like a bit of machinery that you sit on, and it's got like a dildo that kind of pokes up and you sit on it, and it kind of, it's a mechanical, it's a bit like a mechanical bull, but...
Okay.
With a pretend penis.
How do you know James Brown wasn't singing about that?
Hey, I don't, but...
Because he could have been.
He could have been. I was just clarifying that, you know. So I was, like, turning the same colour as my hair, just dying in the corner. And he was like, do you need to go? I was like, yes, please take me out. Please, please, I need to leave. I couldn't breathe at this point.
Yeah.
So he kind of drags me out. I basically collapse on the pavement just laughing. And now... Whenever he just wants me to giggle, he'll just say the words massive butt plug, and it just sets me off. It's very, very funny.
Mm.
But what he said is that when we do the drunk podcast,
yeah,
there will be some sort of thing which involves going in and buying some really nasty porn. So that's fun. My boyfriend is fun.
Hang on, is this changing into we're going to have it in a pub? Into we're going to do that, but we're going to do challenges as well?
I don't know what's happening. So that was my story. I've never felt more in pain looking at things on a wall. It's like, how? I don't understand how that would even go anywhere near you.
Someone must have a really big arsehole.
Yeah, but there's got to be a point where it doesn't, like, snap back to...
Well, don't they collapse?
A prolapsed anus.
Yeah.
Don't Google that, anyone.
No, I...
Just don't.
I'm trying to remember where I heard about that. I think it might have been Louis Theroux, actually. I was watching a Louis Theroux thing. And then they said about, oh yeah, my anus has collapsed like 3 times or something.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I think they were porn stars. They get tested like all the time.
They have to do it like every 4 weeks or something anyway.
Yeah. Makes me wonder why you would actually want to do that job. I mean, well, other than the money, but I suppose that's it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to be a porn star.
They get loads of money for it.
They do, but you wouldn't want to get recognised. It's bad enough worrying that you're going to get recognised by someone in the street because you went in their sex shop.
Or would it not be more embarrassing if you went to the doctor for an anal exam or something and then he's like, hey, I've seen that before.
Oh no, that would be awful. Yeah, I don't want to go for a smear test and the nurse be like, have I seen you somewhere before? No.
They just
Jesus, like, that reminds me, it's what? Bad enough when you book into a hotel for an afternoon of whatever you're going to do. And the woman asks you to confirm your address and she goes, oh, you live just around the corner from me, and you want to die.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Why is that an appropriate thing to say? Stop. Stop.
What I was thinking was the worst way of being recognised is if you were in a porn, is if someone examined you and then they shout out the porn title that you were in and they just look at you dead in the eye and go, Her Majesty's Secret Cervix. I saw that one.
That's a good one, that one.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on, wait.
I've not seen it.
I was going to say neither have I.
No, it's a good name.
What I said there definitely made it sound like I had, and I haven't.
No, it's the name, isn't it?
Yeah, I was merely commenting on the genius of the name, not that I've seen it, although it probably definitely exists. Right, Johnny.
Yeah.
Did you ever come to Chiquito's with us when we used to go with the uni lot?
I went once, because you went twice, I think, didn't you? Or
might have done.
The whole class went twice.
Okay, yes.
But I think I went once.
Yes, the first time Dan clicked his fingers at a waiter and I got really annoyed. I'm sorry to keep bringing that up, Dan, but hilarious. I mean, not hilarious. Horrifying and mortifying.
Do you reckon he'd ever been to a place like that before?
Oh, I don't even know. You know they used to offer people sombreros?
Yeah.
You'd wear it, right? Like, you'd never turn down the option to wear a sombrero.
Yeah.
I've got a face for hats. Love a hat, me. Not going to turn it down. A university, however, has banned students from wearing sombreros after they deemed the Mexican hats to be racist. And the SU at the University of East Anglia ordered staff at Pedro's Tex-Mex Cantina in Norwich to stop handing out the free sombreros at a freshers' fair in a bid to boost business. Officials at the university believe that it would be offensive for anyone who is not Mexican to be wearing the traditional headwear. They say the restaurant broke an advertising policy that states, discriminatory or stereotypical language or imagery aimed towards any group or individual based on characteristics will not be permitted as part of our advertising. Campaigns and Democracy Officer Chris Jarvis told student newspaper The Tab, at the SU, we want all members to feel safe and accepted, so at all events we try to ensure that there is no behaviour, language or imagery which could be considered racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic or ableist. He added, we know that when it comes to cultural appropriation, the issues can sometimes be difficult to understand and many don't realise that they may be about to cause offence or break a policy. However, students at the university are astonished at the ban. One said, it's ridiculous. It's a comedy hat, not some sort of sacred religious dress. Who's going to get offended? Speedy Gonzalez? The British Mexican Society said they applauded any business for trying to drum up business. What? This is awful writing. Bosses at the restaurant have so far not commented on the ban, although one unknown worker told the Daily Mail, oh good, it's ridiculous. Pedro's Tex-Mex Cantina is an independent family-owned business that has been open since 1991. I don't think wearing a sombrero is cultural appropriation.
No, well...
Do you know any Mexicans?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No.
Neither do I.
But Glosstone Beret?
Oh, yeah.
Do you reckon that was, or...?
Yeah, obviously really xenophobic. Oh, how dare I wear... Okay, it's slightly xenophobic. But... It's all in good faith.
I mean, like, I know we talked about if anyone French actually turned up there, they'd be pretty pissed off. But, I mean, I suppose if the people who own the restaurant place...
Mm-hmm. Pedro's Tex-Mex Cantina.
Yeah, so if Pedro is really Mexican.
Yep.
Then I don't see what the problem is. Is just celebrating his culture
and his heritage.
Yeah.
Like, I can see how there's more of an issue with, like, people wearing bindis or wearing, like Native American headdresses.
Yeah, what are those things that they don't like people wearing in France?
Onions?
No.
Baguettes?
No. Burkas. Would it be a different situation, right? And I'm not saying this should happen.
That's religious, that's not...
No, but if there was a restaurant that was run by people that... wore burkas.
Right.
I suppose they wouldn't give it out, would they, actually, I guess?
Probably not. You're walking a very dangerous line now.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna, like, walk back or something, yeah. I think what I'm getting at with that is that...
It's two different, very different things. One's religious dress.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I suppose if they're worried about that is the thing that is happening at the university with that, then they're wrong, because... I think so, it's all in good faith and everything. But yeah, I don't know. It kind of sounds like one of those things that our uni would have done.
Sorry, I'm just reading up about Pedro's now. They party 7 days a week.
I'm not even going to do an impression of someone saying that in Mexican.
I really wouldn't.
What about if I did it as Speedy Gonzalez?
No. Even though that links in with the story, no.
Do you want to go to a different one, or should we do something else, or what?
I don't mind. What do you fancy?
I reckon we should play this new game that I've got, or new feature that I've got. TTFO, which TTFN obviously stands for Ta for Now.
Oh, right.
My one is TTFO, as in ta-ta, fuck off.
Or tits the fuck out.
Yeah.
I've never said that phrase before. I don't think I'm going to say it again.
No, well, it doesn't make sense. However, this TTFO stands for Toss, True, False, or Otherwise.
Ooh! My brain is bigger than my head.
Bubbles.
Lemon champion!
So what I've done is I've found some either... just a very small snippet of some shit stories.
Right. Are these the ones that don't deserve a full 10-minute discussion?
Kind of. One of them, which is the otherwise, which means it's true or it could be true.
Okay.
But the other ones are basically stuff that's been made up over the internet the last couple of days.
Okay.
The first one is Adam Sandler being dead. Did you hear about this?
No.
So they.
He's not dead though, right?
No, okay. He's fine. Adam Sandler, actor and comedian, found dead at 49.
Oh, God.
US actor and comedian Adam Sandler has been found dead, aged 49, in an apparent suicide. Marin County Police in California said that he was pronounced dead at his home shortly after officials responded to an emergency around noon local time. Sandler was famous for such films as Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates, Mr. Deeds, and more than 40 other films. His publicist said he'd been battling with severe depression. And that's off Link Beef.
Link Beef?
Yep. I think it might be .com or something. I didn't write it down. The internet was like, no, it's not true. And then...
There's always a death hoax pretty much every day.
I wouldn't mind finding those every so often. Finding out who supposedly died today.
Imagine being a famous, right? And just waking up and suddenly, like, reading on Twitter that you died.
Yeah.
How much of a shock must that be?
It's got to be really weird.
You're like, no.
The second story I've got, 40-year-old Debbie Belandis, this is a real one, by the way, I think, was shocked when she received a letter from the taxman explaining that her £140 a week benefits would be stopped because she has a boyfriend. She called the tax office immediately and was told that the activity in her bank account showed a Martin McCall had been adding funds to her bank.
I see what's happened here.
And it's the shop.
Yeah. It's McCall's, isn't it?
Basically, they said, we need proof that this person is not a real person.
Wow, okay.
But yeah, it's a shop. Her shop is called, R.S. McCall. So there you go.
If you could date a shop, what shop would you date?
It couldn't be a restaurant, could it?
I suppose it could be.
Well, still then, though. I'd probably go out with Frankie and Benny's for a bit.
Okay.
And maybe see how that went. Hawkins Bazaar maybe as well, but they might be dead now, so...
I think they might still exist.
Or that milkshake shop that they used to make loads of milk... Shake Away
still exists.
Yeah, it exists in the South, doesn't it? But not over here.
Sorry.
In the deep south, if you wanted to quote Adam Sandler, who's not dead.
I don't live in the deep south.
What?
No one has ever described Plymouth as the deep south.
Well, it is now. You're from the deep south.
I'm not from the deep south.
Well, yeah.
Why are you laughing at the phrase deep south?
I don't know, it sounds a bit dirty, but...
It does.
Yeah, no, I think Plymouth and Cornwall and everything counts as souther than the normal south.
I mean, it's as far south as you can go while still being in England.
So it's the deepest south. You can get the deep south.
Fine, I live in the deep south then.
Yeah.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
Okay.
Say it again.
Deep south.
There.
Stop making me say deep south. You're so weird.
How many times have you said deep south that much?
I don't know.
That was on comeonengland.org. Researchers from the University of Kansas released an alarming report on Monday revealing that a mere 6% of the Earth's surface is actually indoors.
Right.
According to a quote, is our team found that there was... I don't know why I'm doing that, except I'm going to not do it.
Is that the deep south?
The deep south. Our team found that there was a shark in 185
million
square...
No, I meant my deep south.
Oh, okay.
That's a horrible phrase.
How do people mostly talk over your deep south?
I don't think I'm really at liberty to answer that question.
Okay.
I can tell you what they say about it. No.
What who say about it?
Oh, no.
Yes, so they're quoted as saying, our team found that a shocking 185 million squares miles across the globe are fully out of doors in the open air, said head researcher Priya Chatterjee. Yeah, that's from The Onion. And then finally, from the dailymash.co.uk, any future prime minister must be willing to guarantee the total destruction of the UK in a nuclear war. As Jeremy Corbyn pledged never to use nuclear weapons, voters made it clear that they didn't...
You said nuclear wrong.
Nuclear.
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 This is a Simpsons thing, isn't it?
Nuclear.
Nuclear. No, it's nuclear.
Yeah, nuclear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As Jeremy Corbyn pledged never to use nuclear... There, you've confused me now. Nuclear.
Sorry.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. As Jeremy Corbyn pledged never to use nuclear weapons, voters made it clear that they will reject anyone who will not cause them to be vaporised. Donna Sheridan from Stevenage said, we should definitely kill millions of enemy civilians because it might cheer us up a little bit before we die.
I like Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, I do as well. I don't know if we have to be impartial in this podcast.
It's our podcast. Do we have to be impartial? I'm not.
No, I'm not. Well, I suppose it's our opinion. This whole thing is our opinions and expressing our opinions.
Yep.
So, there you go. We like Jeremy Corbyn. Vote for him now. Well, not now, because it's pointless now, but in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, do it. All right, that's what I've got. Is there anything off the back of those?
No.
So it's time for Fat Cock.
I don't like a Johnny Robinson. I mean, I tolerate him. He's such a strange, awful man. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Podcast. There's no tuning back, even while we sleep. You will find us happy about facts, statistics, talking about scientifics. Everybody wants to do a fat cock. Things that we desire, talking boobs of course, burgers that are
pride. Listen to the facts and things of sexual pleasure. People stealing pirates' treasure. Everybody wants to do a fact cut. There's a blog about cake and makeup. So his WordPress is the best place to go now. We're the best podcast in the world. Podcast fame, but have we made it? Too much cake, I'm constipated. Everybody wants to do a fat car. Television, glad I'm done with Laura-vision. Everybody wants to do a fact cut. Say that you'll never, 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 never delete it. One more podcast like you need it. Everybody wants to do a fact cut. Sexual pleasure, people stealing pirates' treasure. Everybody wants to do a fact cock.
Who's going first?
Well, I don't mind who goes first, but I do have a slight twist in my fact cocks this week.
Uh-oh.
Yes, my cock is twisted. Because...
If that isn't normal, you do need to go see someone about that.
Yeah, your penis shouldn't be as like a cartoon style. I was trying to think of which cartoon normally has stuff tied in bows. Maybe like Bugs Bunny. If you've got a cock like ears like Bugs Bunny,
what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Saying, putting it out there.
A man ate 425 pennies containing over 1 kilogram of zinc and died due to gastrointestinal bacterial and fungal sepsis. What is the weirdest thing you have eaten?
I remember a long time ago as a child, I put, well, maybe not as a child, more of a teenager. You know in Tippexes?
Yeah.
When they've got that little ball inside?
Johnny, that is the most stupid and dangerous thing.
Yeah.
That's really stupid.
Yeah.
Tell people exactly why they shouldn't do that.
Because it's made of metal and it's from a Tippex.
Exactly. You shouldn't ingest Tippex.
No, well, no. I washed the Tippex off. I wanted to find the ball. Oh, wait, no, I've just remembered when I was even younger, I ate some cotton wool.
What?
Because I wanted to see if it was like...
Candy floss.
Candy floss.
It wasn't, though, was it?
No, and also...
Oh my god.
Around that age, I recall finding something on top of the microwave and put it in my mouth and it was just all shards of plastic.
I mean, this might explain a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I do wonder about Finn, actually, because he does things like wipes his face on the sofa all the way across and then looks at me and smiles. Like I didn't say, that was brilliant.
That's really disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, what about you?
I ate a tooth once. It was my own tooth.
Okay.
I didn't just find a tooth and go, I'll eat this. This is some good calcium. I was eating a club bar and I bit into it and my tooth came out and I didn't realise and just ate the rest of the chocolate bar. I was like, oh, my tooth has gone. Whoops.
I don't know why, but one day my mum came back from somewhere. Oh no, that's put another image.
Always
on
a great start to a story.
Yeah. First off, my mum came back from somewhere once and she gave me some bubble gum while I was in bed. She was like, oh yeah, I brought this back. Give me the bubble gum. Obviously, I had it before I went to bed and I woke up and all my face was stuck to my bed.
Oh my
God. But the other time when I lost my tooth was when I had like a Milky Way, but it was an old-fashioned Milky Way. Instead of having the white insides, I had brown insides. Yeah, that's how they used to be. Milky Ways used to have brown insides. Now they've got kind of a white-ish inside.
Yeah.
But yeah, they used to have brown. They were like Mars bars without the stuff. But yeah, and I was eating that because my mum gave us it frozen. She used to give us frozen chocolate bars. I bit into it and my tooth came out.
Well, that was enlightening conversation.
Indeed. Sorry, I've got lots of thoughts in my head today. I think it's the lack of busy.
Also, the fact we've not done a podcast for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right, so what is this fact cock surprise you are springing on me?
Okay, so the fact cock surprise is that I'm going to start the fact cock and you have to finish it.
Ooh, okay.
With the answer, and then I'll tell you what the answer is afterwards. Right, so
do I get options or do I just have to straight out guess?
You just have to guess.
Okay.
Studies show that babies carefully choose whether to imitate an adult's actions based on what?
The way they smell?
Babies half the time smell of gross things anyway.
No, I meant how the people smell.
Yeah.
Not how the babies smell.
Well, yeah, but baby, wouldn't that be a bit... I don't know if babies actually think about that. Wouldn't it be contradictive to the baby to think, oh, that person smells worse than me?
No, they might smell nice.
Okay.
I think you'll find that smell is the strongest link to memory that there actually is.
Mm.
It's the strongest sense linked to memory.
Not for me, obviously, because I recall waking up with chewing gum on my face. Although, I do remember the smell of the chewing gum.
Thank you.
Blueberry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the way they smell is not correct.
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you three guesses and then... And then I'll...
No, just give me one guess.
Okay. Studies show that babies carefully choose whether to imitate an adult's actions based on how credible they think the adult is.
What? Even I can't work out an adult's credibility and I'm 24.
Maybe it's the one that gives them the food or the one that's the oldest, I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I suppose if they can see reasoning behind why you've done it, then they might copy you. Your one?
While filming on the set of The Wizard of Oz, 16-year-old Judy... That's not her name. Like the Ting-Tings. Not her name. What happened to the Ting-Tings, by the way?
I think they released the second song, and then I think they released the third one, but it didn't go anywhere in the chart.
Okay. While filming on the set of The Wizard of Oz, 16-year-old Judy Garland would often get an attack of uncontrollable giggles. I know how she feels. The director, Victor Fleming, had to take her aside and slap her to stop her from giggling. Thankfully, it has never got to that.
I worry that there will be a day one day where I'm just there and I can't stop giggling and I have to be hit or something. Like, because it changes into hysterics, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, and not like sexy woman's hysteria. I don't think I've ever been slapped across the face.
No?
No.
I remember my dad being hit by the face.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I was drinking Robinson's squash at the time.
Of course you were.
It was peach because I could smell it. No, no, it wasn't. No, my dad did get hit, genuinely, because that's how my mum and dad split up, but...
Oh. This has gone really dark.
It's all right. It was comical, I think.
No, Johnny, no, that's really dark.
Okay, anyway, I've never been properly slapped. Like, I've been punched in the face.
I've not been punched in the face.
I was in school. Have you ever been hit at all, though? What's the weirdest hit you've had?
I'm not sure I can answer this question.
Okay. I don't think you have to.
I think I already have. Oh, silence speaks volumes. Yeah. Yesterday's shopping trip might have helped out with that.
Okay.
Everyone's welcome.
Well, I'm not, because...
Well, no. No one else is welcome. Only one other person is welcome.
I've written something down. I wrote Judy Garland off the back of that, actually.
Yeah.
Right. What I don't understand at Christmas, why don't they make garlands with Judy Garland's face on them?
A Judy Garland garland.
Yeah, a Judy Garland.
Oh, no. What you do is you do a Judy Garland with, like, Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Judy Garland.
Judy from Punch and Judy.
Judy Finnegan.
Yeah, Judy Finnegan.
I can't think of any more Judys.
No, I was thinking of a Julie then, but that's not right.
No.
There's probably loads. But yeah, basically, yeah.
Hopefully I'll have my own flat by Christmas, so I'm going to have a Judy Garland.
Ooh.
And it will be funny. And no one will get the joke. No. I will be laughing.
What we should do, actually, if you make a Judy Garland, can you like send me the photocopies of the people's faces that you've used so I can do it as well? I want to make a Judy Garland.
That's fun. I bet someone's done that before.
Yeah.
Like, it's so obvious a joke that someone must have done a Judy Garland.
Yeah. Shall I do my one?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it's a question one. You have to finish the fact.
Okay.
So, at weddings, the bride normally stands to the left of the groom, so...
Is it so that his sword hand is free?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about what he does with his hand.
Yeah, or what he might call his penis. So, just to complete the fact, the bride normally stands to the left of the groom, so his sword hand is free to defend against other suitors.
I like the idea that they'd be quiet all the time, and then just as soon as she's about to get married, ha-ha, young woman, I'm here to marry you. No, you're not.
Yeah, I was like, I disagree, and it's like, shwing, no, and then, like, flumps his head off.
I like the noise of your sword.
Yeah.
That's a weird sentence.
But it does go shwing, so...
Johnny.
But the thing is, though, you wouldn't want a death at your wedding, would you, really?
Unless you are in Game of Thrones.
Although, it does make me think that maybe there's, like, a battle at the wedding that's like, I challenge you to this girl, this female in white, who none of us have had sex with. And then they, because well, she'd have to be wearing white, and that's the done thing then. They'd have to, like, have a duel at the thing. They'd have to slap you. There you go, that's one thing you can get slapped around the face with, a glove. When it's being challenged to a duel.
A duel. Yeah, I wasn't slapped with a glove. Shall I go next?
Yes.
Okay. In Ghana, people are buried in a coffin that represents the kind of life the dead person lives. His or her profession in life, or a precious thing he or she loved. From a giant fish, a beer bottle, to a stiletto shoe or the Bible, you name it, you can be buried in it. So obviously, the obvious question.
Yeah.
What would you be buried in?
The first thing that came to mind was a noodle packet. A big, giant bachelor's noodle packet.
I'm not sure bachelors would want to lend their brand to that.
Who are they to say no to a dead man?
Although I suppose if they do sports cars...
Do they? Oh yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah. Yeah, either that or in fact, I would have something on a similar basis. Although I'm not a fan of fish, I would have like a sardine packet.
Right, would it have like a little key that you can wind down?
Yeah, but that's only if they have to do a...
And if they have to exhume your body.
An autopsy or whatever. So they'd have to do that, and then basically it's a whole future joke for, say if like they had to find out why I died, then
right.
They could do it, and then in my head I've got NCIS, right? So Ducky is undoing my body up. Well, actually, undoing my coffin with this big key, and he's kind of twisting it round and talking to the lab assistant, going, "Oh, it's quite funny how this is happening." And then, like, they're saying, "Oh, well, he used to like making jokes and stuff, so I guess this is a thing." And then what I'll put in there, and next to my dead body, I will have a handwritten letter saying, "Please do a funny thing with this, like post it on Twitter or something, but just hide me or something. And then you can make other people laugh, because at least my dead will be funny to someone." Ding!
But then they'd have to rebury you, so would they have to can you again?
I suppose they could recan me, or maybe they could just do the second idea, which is in the super noodles.
Okay.
I don't think I'd like to be made into super noodles.
No.
What about you?
Probably a giant cake box.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
I've got it. A coffin shaped like a chocolate eclair. Brilliant.
What would it be made of? Would it actually be made of coffin wood?
Or like plexiglass or something.
Mm.
Oh, shit. No. I thought of an even better idea. So you know how, like, you've got the little can?
Yeah.
You know how you can get those, like, hot dog fancy dress costumes?
Yeah.
Mine would be a bit like that, but a chocolate eclair, and it would just have, like, it would look like a chocolate eclair, and it would all be, like, enclosed, and then it would just have, like, a face, like, clear bit of glass or something, like, where the face is.
Yeah.
So I would just look like I'm wearing a chocolate eclair costume.
But as your body deteriorates, it would go all...
It would look terrifying. It would be a skeleton stuck inside a chocolate eclair. What more could you want from life? Or death?
You know, say if you were to be buried, like, in some sort of can.
Yeah.
If a worm got in and then had babies in there, and then when I was going to get thingy, it'd be like opening a can of worms. Should we go to my next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Finish the fact, Zoe.
Oh, God.
Eggs boiled in the urine of a young virgin boy.
Oh, there's some really loud dogs outside. That's not the end of the sentence, by the way.
And then...
Considered a delicacy in some parts of the world?
Yes, exactly correct. Have you been looking on the same fact things?
No, I genuinely haven't been, but I can just guess where your mind goes sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it might be, like, one of those, like, eggs boiled in the urine of... young virgin boys are very wrong and should not be done, or, like, gross, don't do it. Why would you ever want to eat a piss riddled egg?
The thing is, Johnny, some people like to play games seriously.
Yeah, okay. Yes, eggs boiled in the urine of a young virgin boys are a spring delicacy in Dongyang in China.
Do you know, I was gonna guess China, but didn't want to say that just in case it was very wrong.
No, they do it, and you have to be a virgin boy.
Fucking patriarchy, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat a urine-cooked egg?
No, not even if it was an animal's egg. Well, obviously. I mean, an animal's wee.
What if they'd drunk a lot of water so that the taste of urea was very, very faint, if at all?
No, I don't think I... Because you'd still smell it, wouldn't you? Especially if it was like a pickled egg.
That's why I'm saying they drink a lot of water so that the urea was really diluted.
No, it's been through someone's body. I understand an egg has come out from a chicken, but that seems all right. Wee is just wastage. Why would you eat anything that's been pissed on? I've just remembered something else.
Oh, no.
I think it's in India. There's a company that sells cow piss,
right,
as a soft drink.
Oh, I mean, I'm not drinking that. I know you drank pussy, but I am not drinking that.
No, well, if there was a drink called cat piss, I would... Cat piss? Cow piss. And that. If there was a drink called cow piss, I would question whether it was or not. Although, I did think that when I saw pussy first, whether it was. But, like, obviously it wouldn't be, because why would they even do that?
I like this new version of Fact Cock. I think it says more about me than it does about you, though, worryingly.
Zoe finished the fact, and this time it's a blankety-blank round.
Ooh.
So Eminem doesn't allow blank in his house.
M&M's.
No, that's not correct. I'll give you a couple on this one, actually, because it's a...
Okay. Can I have the fact again, please?
Eminem doesn't allow blank in his house.
Can I ask some yes or no questions?
Yeah.
Is it a... food item?
No.
Is it an animal?
No.
It'd
be a bit racist against animals. I don't know what the word is against animals.
I'm not sure.
Animalist.
Bestialist? No, that's a completely different thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Eminem would like bestiality in his house.
No. Oh, let you spoil the quiz now. Eminem doesn't allow cameras in his house?
No.
Phones in his house?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Swearing.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't like swearing in his house. So there you go. Eminem doesn't allow swearing in his home. Which, from what I gather, isn't a trailer.
And he doesn't eat his mom's spaghetti.
What is the line in that song?
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth and the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's choking. How the clock's run out. Time's up. Over, pal. I didn't even do that with words. That was from my actual brain.
I feel like I used to be able to do that with Kill With Conscience, because I used to be able to do the Dr. Dre bit, I think. Fat cock done now. Who are they to say no to a dead man?
Jeremy Corbyn. I like the noise of your sword.
But it does go swing, so... I've got the Geordie prediction pebble if we want to ask it anything before we go.
What sort of answers does it give?
A yes and no answer. So, say if I said about Jeremy Corbyn, is Jeremy Corbyn going to be the next Prime Minister? The mystical Geordie pebble, prediction pebble, which is for entertainment purposes only, says no.
Oh.
No Jeremy Corbyn as Prime Minister. Is he going to die before then?
Johnny?
Apparently he is.
Johnny?
Oh, I know he's probably not that mega old, but
oh,
I don't know
dear.
How old he is, actually. How old is he?
I don't know.
Get the pebble. This is pretty hard. We're wearing headphones and it's gone across the room. Is there any other questions you'd like to ask it?
No, because I don't want the answer, because I get really superstitious.
Okay.
And I know it's just a fucking pebble.
Yeah.
And this pebble has no bearing on my life.
No, it's...
But I don't want it to give me the answers I don't want.
Okay. I'm going to ask it another political question then. Will it be long before David Cameron goes? No. But does that mean he's going soon? Will I have chips for dinner this week? Yes, apparently. I've been trying to avoid it.
Right.
And world, if you have any questions for the Geordie prediction pebble, feel free to ask it a question. Entertainment purposes only. Yay.
Don't ask it anything about me.
Yeah, it was about you.
Oh, please don't.
Okay. All right, I'll leave it there then.
I mean, I'm intrigued to what it was going to be.
It was going to be, are you going to enjoy your job forever? Along those lines.
Okay, don't ask it that.
Okay. So yay, that's the end of the podcast for today. Yay. So many claps. And...
I don't do rude things.
No.
I know that's what it sounds like a bit.
Well, you do rude things, but not in front of everyone else.
Not on the bloody podcast, I don't think.
No, you do it in private, as naughty things should be done in private. You shouldn't go out...
Yeah, I pay for the privilege,
yeah.
But not with a hooker.
You don't go outside showing everyone your bits at random.
Well,
not deliberately.
Sometimes things can't be helped.
Like, say, for instance, you don't go up to a local man and go... Look at this.
I mean, he is a localish man, so...
But not a random one, though.
No.
Like, that one's been picked / picked you.
Yeah.
Rather than just some guy you don't know, you doing that to might already have a preference on someone.
This is true.
So, yeah, it's our podcast, and...
We'll cry if we want to.
It's going to be on again next week. So, I've been Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished and done with.
And I'm Zoe Fowle. Bye.
Bye.